a plume of polluted groundwater that's on the move. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. One of Michigan's largest plumes of contaminated groundwater showed some unexpected movement recently, but the impacted community in northern Michigan is trying to stay one step ahead. Michigan Radio's Kayla Fond reports.
I'll try and get it a little cold for you.
When I get to Bethany Hawkins' house, the first thing she does is offer me a glass of her well water.
There you go.
Thank you.
Do you drink out of the tap?
Oh, absolutely. Our water's always been really good.
But Hawkins' well could have an expiration date. It's about 600 feet from the edge of a plume of polluted groundwater. There's an estimated 13 trillion gallons of groundwater laced with TCE, or trichloroethylene. TCE is a known carcinogen that can also affect the liver, the kidneys, the immune system, and the central nervous system. The plume stretches from the village of Mancelona, 6 miles away, to the edge of Hawkins' gated community. It's the legacy of an auto parts manufacturing plant that stored TCE-containing degreaser waste in unlined pits. Hawkins and her husband bought this house in the northern Michigan resort area of Shanty Creek back in 2004. At the time, they knew about the TCE plume, but they chose their home because they thought it would be out of the plume's path. But now?
And at this point, there's nothing really to be done about it. It's going to hit us, so.
The contamination has expanded more than a mile toward Hawkins' community since 2005. One section of the plume has recently taken an unexpected turn to the west, and it might be moving more quickly than previously predicted. Janice Adams is a senior geologist with the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality.
This one little narrow area that seems to be going very quickly, and it must be, it's very sandy and it's very gravel, and it just seems to like to go through that better than it does the sand, the silt and the clays.
It's also possible that the plume's westerly movement is not new, but that previous year's maps underestimated its reach. In any case, the local health department just extended the area of its well-first policy 5 years sooner than they had expected. Scott Kanzierski is the director of environmental health services at the Northwest Michigan Health Department. He says this policy requires home builders to hook up to public water if it's available, or test new wells for TCE before they can get a permit.
If we identify that this site can't support a safe on-site drinking water well, we don't issue the septic permit, so they can't move forward with a building project and invest a lot of money, only to find out that they have contaminated drinking water.
The source of the contamination is an orphan site. That means the responsible company no longer exists and can't be made to pay for it. It's cost the state $27 million so far. Roughly 500 homeowners have had to abandon their wells and get hooked up to public water. At-risk wells, like Bethany Hawkins, are tested frequently, and if TCE is found, the home is provided with bottled water until they can be connected to municipal water. The DEQ has a couple more years' worth of money to deal with the plume, but the DEQ's Janice Adams says the voter-approved bonds that have supported this project since 2002 are nearly spent.
The funds for the site are coming from the Clean Michigan Initiative funds, and the funds there are running out, but Lansing is working at other funding sources to be able to clean orphan sites in the state of Michigan.
But people who live in the path of the plume are still concerned. Again, Bethany Hawkins.
Well, it's nice to say the DEQ is going to pay for getting you hooked up to the public water, but what if somebody says, oh, we're not going to fund that anymore? And with the state of the government at this point, it's just not very comforting to me to accept that, assurance.
State officials say it would cost too much to clean up the contamination. So they say they're just going to keep connecting homes to public water as the plume moves. For the Environment Report, I'm Kay LaFond.
You can take a look at Kay's map and animation of the plume on our website, michiganradio.org. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.